أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ضرب الله مثلا عبدا مملوكا لا يقدر على شيء ومن رزقناه منا رزقا حسنا فهو ينفق منه سرا وجهرا هل يستوون الحمد لله بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous ayat spoke of the absurdity of taking other gods unto Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of their uselessness and the inability to even provide anything for those who worship them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then instructed humanity not to coin any examples and any similarities for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now cites two examples explaining the baselessness of these false gods that people worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains it through two examples. Allah says, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا. Whenever we come across this expression in the Qur'an, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا. Many a times we find this expression in the Qur'an, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cites a parable. That's what it means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is citing an example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is citing a parable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing a similarity between two things. So Allah says, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا. Allah has coined an example. What is the first? عَبْدًا مَمْلُوكًا لَا يَقْدِرْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. Allah says you have an abd, a slave, who is mamluk. Mamluk who is owned by somebody. لَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. He doesn't have the ability to do anything. Think about a slave. A person who is a slave and is owned by a master and is owned by... There's not much he can do. Whatever he owns, it does not belong to him. Even the clothing that he has on his body doesn't belong to him. He himself is owned by somebody. So there's not much he can do. لَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. There's not much he can do. Because he doesn't have anything, he doesn't own anything, he belongs to somebody else. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so you have this person, the slave who is owned. وَمَنْ رَزَقْنَا. And then you have another person. So this is the parable that Allah draws. وَمَنْ رَزَقْنَاهُ مِنَّا رِزْقًا حَسَنًا. And then you have somebody else whom we have given رِزْقًا حَسَنًا. We have provided him with good, ample provision. The master, the owner of the slave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now this person whom we have blessed all this wealth with, and we have put him in this power of authority, and in this position of power, فَهُوَ يُنْفِقْ مِنْهُ. And now he spends of that wealth, سِرَّ وَجَهْرًا, secretly and openly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at the difference between the two. Here you have a person who can't do anything. And here you, on the other hand, you have another person who has the freedom to do whatever he wants. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَلْ يَسْتَوُونَ. Can the two of them be equal? We as human beings, we will never consider them to be equal. A simple, logical example. Sometimes the best way to repel these type of arguments that people make about Allah and that the atheists promote is by logical explanations. Just logical. Allah says, now tell me, do you consider the two of them to be equal? Can they ever be equal? Of course they cannot be equal. The human intellect demands from us that we do not consider them to be equal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you, both of them are of the same species, they both are of the same kind, outwardly they look the same, they have the very same organs, outwardly and inwardly, yet you will never consider them to be equal. How can you consider these idols and these gods to be equal to Allah? They are the creation of Allah. They are like that mamluk, that slave, who doesn't have the ability to do anything. And then you have Allah, who has the power and the authority to do whatever He wants. How dare you compare the two? How can you say that they are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistants on earth, and they are carrying out certain tasks on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah says, Alhamdulillah. All praise belongs to Allah. بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Most of them do not know. The second example, or parable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cites for us, Allah says, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا. Once again, Allah coins for you an example. رَجُلَيْن. Allah says there are two men, another two men. Alright, Allah makes it even more simple, the example, and even more logical. Allah says, رَجُلَيْنِ أَحَدُهُمَا أَبْكَمْ لَا يَقْدِرْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. Allah says, you have two men. The first is أَبْكَمْ. أَبْكَمْ, he is dumb. He doesn't have the ability to speak. He is a dumb person. He's أَبْكَمْ. لَا يَقْدِرْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. There's not much that he can do. He doesn't have the ability to do much. If you look at a person who's أَبْكَمْ, he cannot express himself. He lacks intellect. As a result of his default, Allah as a result of his defect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يقدر على شيء. He cannot judge, he cannot pass any rulings, he cannot express himself. That's the first person. وَهُوَ كَلٌّ عَلَى مَوْلَى. He's a burden. He's a burden to others. He's a burden to his master. Right? So here he is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it one step further. He's not just an ordinary slave, but he is a dumb slave. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he is a kal upon his master. A kal, he is a burden to his master. أَيْنَمَا يُوَجِّهُ لَا يَأْتِي بِخَيْرٍ. Whichever direction the master, you know, sends him or directs him to carry out a certain errand or to do a certain task, لَا يَأْتِي بِخَيْرٍ. He doesn't come back with any good. He fails. And whatever he does, it's a failure. Right, because he doesn't have the physical ability to carry out and to fulfill these tasks. Allah said, لا يأتي بخير. هل يستويه? Can he be equal? This person, this Abd Mamluk, this person who is a burden on his master. Allah says, هل يستويه? Think about it. Their gods are a burden to them. Their gods are a burden to them. They have to every now and again repair their gods. They have to every now and again, service their gods. They have to every now and again paint their gods a different color. Every season they have to now. Their gods have become a burden on them. Looking after their gods, maintaining their gods, and providing a place for their gods to be kept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says these gods are a burden on them. Allah says, هَلْ يَسْتَوِيهُ. Now this person who is dumb, can he be equal? وَمَنْ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ. To the one who commands and instructs others with justice. So you have a person who is completely bereft of intellect. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the other hand, you have a person whom Allah has blessed with intellect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with the skill to communicate. Allah has blessed him with the power of influence. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ. And he instructs people with justice and to uphold the truth. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And he is upon the straight path. Meaning he is guided upon the straight path. Can the two of them ever be equal? It is impossible. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks them to use their brains and to just think a bit about what they are doing and the objects that they worship. وَلِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that to Allah alone belongs all that is hidden in the heavens and the earth. وَمَا أَمْرُ السَّاعَةِ. Allah speaks of the happening and the occurrence of يوم القيامة. Allah says, وَمَا أَمْرُ السَّاعَةِ. And the affair of Qiyamah and the final hour. Allah says it will be so quick. It will be so quick. كَلَمْحٍ إِلَّا كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it will be like the twinkling of your eye. بَلْ هُوَ أَوْ هُوَ أَقْرَبُ. Allah says, in fact, it will be even quicker than that. That's how quick it will happen. Sometimes a person, is in an accident or a person experiences some calamity, and just when you ask him how it happened and what happened, he says, really, it was just in a blink of an eye, in a split second, I don't know what happened. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is how Qiyamah will come. The twinkling of an eye, the blink of an eye, quicker than that. And Qiyamah will be at us, and we will have to deal with Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full power and has full ability over all things. May Allah grant us the understanding.